September the 21st, 1944, Stevens Point, Wisconsin. In the quiet farmland of the American Midwest, a boy named James Miller was born, strong, shouldered, hardworking, and filled with a simple desire to serve God with his whole life. Raised on a family farm, he learned early the value of labor, humility, and perseverance. These virtues would later define his mission and his martyrdom. James entered the De La Salle Christian Brothers, becoming Brother Leo William. He once joked, "You can take the boy off the farm, but you can't take the farm out of the boy." His hands were always busy, fixing, building, repairing, but his true work was the building of souls. Brother James felt a burning desire to serve the poorest. His footsteps carried him first to Nicaragua to build and to run a vocational campus. But due to the Sandinista Revolution, his superiors ordered him to return back to the United States. After arriving back home, Brother James fell into a period of discouragement, feeling that it was his mission to return back to Latin America. This wish came true because in January of 1981, Brother James was sent to Huehuetenango in Guatemala. There he became a teacher, protector, and father figure to indigenous boys whose lives were constantly threatened by violence. During the brutal civil conflicts, military forces roamed the villages, kidnapping young boys to force them into service. Brother James refused to stand by. He intervened, he spoke out, and he shielded the vulnerable. One of his students later said, "Brother James was the man who stood between us and fear." Brother James wrote shortly before his death, "I am personally weary of violence, but I will not leave the people God has entrusted to me." It was not simply bravery, it was charity lived to the end. By early 1982, the threats against him were clear. He knew danger was approaching, yet he stayed. On February the 13th, 1982, while repairing a wall at the De La Salle School in Huehuetenango, doing what he loved, working with his hands, three masked men approached. Without warning, they opened fire. Brother James collapsed to the ground, still holding his tools, giving his life in the very act of serving. He once wrote, "My life is in God's hands, and I place my trust in Him." In those final moments, that trust became complete. The church recognizes his death as true martyrdom, killed in hatred of the faith, because he defended God's children and refused to abandon them. In 2019, he was raised to the altars as Blessed Brother James Miller, a modern witness of gospel courage. May his words echo in our hearts. We do not work alone. God is with us. Blessed Brother James Miller, pray for us and for all who risk their lives for the gospel.